Listen to me, I want to be again very careful as I repeat this. We've been focused for centuries on the blood, as we should, and we should continue to have the highest reverence and thankfulness for the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross for us, that washes away our sins, reconciles us unto God, gives us eternal life, and washes away the sins that wound our soul. But we have to now have a time in this season where more deeper revelation has been released, where we recognize and have a revelation of all the other things Christ has also done for us. He also came out of the tomb. The tomb, baby, the tomb, baby. Your tombs are being healed, baby, through the resurrection and the cross. Paul prayed that he would know Christ and the power of his resurrection. He wanted to know all of Christ. When he said that, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. He wanted to know all of Christ. And he even made a point of including and the power of his resurrection. You know why? Because he understood. Paul understood. If I know that power, then my soul is going to get healed. Because dunamis means to be made excellent of soul. And I need my soul healed. Because he said in Romans 7, I do the things I don't want to do because of the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. I need dunamis power is what Paul was saying. I need it. I'm doing the things I don't want to do because of the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. I'm under the power of my soul. I don't want to be. I need to know Christ and the power or the dunamis of his resurrection. Amen? Are you still with me? I'm almost done. Now, that power is our inheritance, and it's passed on to us by the vehicle of the Holy Spirit. I just want you to know this so that you understand how you appropriate it, okay? It's passed on to us by the vehicle of the Holy Spirit. Listen what it says in Galatians 4:6. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts. You hear that? The Bible always talks about the Spirit being called the Spirit of God, right? Now all of a sudden God says this, because you are sons, who receives an inheritance? Sons. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart. See, now after the crucifixion and the resurrection, the Holy Spirit is referred to for the very first time as the Spirit of the Son. Because that's how the sons are going to get their inheritance, amen? We are sons who received an inheritance. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. That word heart there in the Greek means, guess what? The soul. Amen? One of the things the Spirit of the Son of the Holy Spirit does is to send that inheritance that we want as sons of dunamis power into your soul so it can heal you. Remember what Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:6, right? That we would be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man, right? That meant that we would be, you know, strengthened and reinforced by dunamis in our souls. Then he says this, and it would happen, quote, by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your inmost being and personality. So Paul here is saying, look, I'm praying for you to get strengthened with dunamis, and that dunamis is going to come to you through the vehicle of the Holy Spirit. That's how the inheritance gets transferred to you. It's transferred through the Holy Spirit that lives in you. It's now the Spirit of the Son residing in you, bringing you that dunamis power to make your soul healed. Okay. Now, very quickly, as I'm out of time, we talked about the three basic steps to getting your soul healed, right? The third is what? Removing the demonic. Once the sins have been atoned for by the blood, and the glory light of the dunamis takes care of the wounds, then when the wounds are gone, the legal right for the demonic to be attached to those wounds is removed, and then the spirit is kicked out. Once again, Jesus Christ won the power for that to happen through the cross and the resurrection. Listen, first the cross. Colossians 2. Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So here's Jesus. He is like smashing the enemy. He's bringing judgment to Satan and his kingdom through the cross. He's beating the snot out of Satan, taking his power away. Amen? Now, through the resurrection, God then redeemed Jesus' soul from hell so that ours could be redeemed. Remember, Jesus' soul became an atonement for sin, so he's carrying all of our wounds, all of our sins on his soul. He goes to the cross, and You're going to have to help me with this, honey. What's the scripture where he goes down to hell and gets the keys? Oh, it's 1 Peter 3. So Jesus went down to hell to get the keys to hell, so he would have complete power over all the demonic spirits and everything in hell, right? Now imagine if he had stayed down there while he's carrying all of our sins and our wounds on his soul. What would have happened? Our souls would have stayed in hell. Do you understand? He had to come up out of hell. He had to have the resurrection. He had to be resurrected to come up out of hell so that he could redeem our souls from hell too. Listen to what God says about it. Acts 2 says that God swore. He came, he says, God swore, I will raise up Christ to sit on the throne. And then it says, seeing this before he spake of the resurrection of Christ, that Christ's soul would not be left in hell. God had to redeem Christ's soul from hell when he went down to get the keys, because if he hadn't, through the resurrection, our souls would have been left behind too. It says in Psalm 16, for thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thine Holy One, that's Jesus, to see corruption. God did not leave Jesus' soul in hell so that ours could be redeemed from hell also. In Psalm 86, now it talks about, because Christ, that our souls have been redeemed from the pit. It says, for great is thy mercy towards me, verse 13, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. God has delivered his soul from hell so our soul could be delivered from hell and all the demons that are in it. Jesus Christ has the keys, and so do we, baby, because of him. And our souls have not been left to be tormented by the spirits from the pit. Amen? Let me pray. Lord, I thank you for your inheritance. We are sons, and the sons receive the inheritance in the kingdom of light. I'm so grateful for the inheritance that you passed on to us through your death and resurrection. I thank you for the blood that has atoned for every sin in our soul, both the ones that have been committed by us and the ones that have been committed against us by others. And I thank you that the blood you shed on the cross is washing away every one of those sins. And I thank you that now, because we understand, we can be like Paul and say, I want to know him and the power or the dunamis of his resurrection. I thank you for the dunamis, the glory light, which causes us to be excellent of soul, that you passed on to us through the resurrection as our inheritance. What would we do without that? I thank you that we, our sons, have received that inheritance in the kingdom of light. And that dunamis power will cause us to be excellent of soul and will cause us to be healed of every wound that those sins that were committed against us have ever made inside of our souls. I pray like Paul prayed, that we would be strengthened and reinforced with dunamis, glory light, in our inner man, in our souls. And that the glory light would arise in our souls. It says that day star, which is Christ, would shine forth light into our hearts, into our souls. And I decree that as we go through this day, that the decrees that have been made and the understanding that has been released today will sink deeply into the people. And their souls will be saturated with the blood shed and the glory light won. I just decree blood, glory, light, dunamis power for the complete healing of the woundedness inside of you. I decree that because Jesus' soul was made an atonement for yours, that your souls can be healed by his blood, glory, and his light. That when his soul was poured out unto death, it meant that you received inheritance for your souls. And I just decree healing, signs, wonders, miracles, financial increase, body pains leaving, diseases going, increase, mental afflictions leaving, clarity of mind, emotions being stabilized, families being brought together, marriages being saved. I decree ministries being birthed. I decree churches being healed and united as one so they can be like Acts, having signs, wonders, and miracles because they are one heart and one soul. I thank you, Lord, for all of you've done. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a praise. Right now, we're in Arizona in a conference. at Deer Valley Church, and the entire congregation has been anointed with dunamis. And now via media, I wanted to release it to everyone who is listening to this disc so that they can carry the same power that the disciples carried. They were given the power or dunamis, which is authority to drive out demons and to heal all forms of sicknesses. And now via media right now, in the name of Jesus, I release these anointings to people in Jesus' name right now. As the congregation is releasing them with us, we command you to now receive the anointing of glory light, the anointing of dunamis, which will cause your soul to be healed. And so I command you to have these powers right now, these anointings, rest upon you in the name of Jesus as we do this impartation. And you now have the dunamis power to heal the soul. Everyone give God a praise tonight.